This poem is titled Forget Arua, Remember Pequatch. Forget how the rolling hills stopped rolling and began unfolding into flatlands. You have left the badlands. Forget how the sky opened up and left behind skyscrapers and scraped knees bleeding into pavement, and how blood paved your way into estrangement. Your scraped skin already belonged to the streets, and the wounds flowering on your body are the cultivation of your memory, plowed into the furrowed fields of your eyebrows. Forget questioning your placement at the back of the van and in the hands that held you in lieu of seatbelts, hands that fed you apple juice and chocolate melts until you felt that you might laugh or cry or vomit. Forget airport departures and deportations. Forget goodbyes to the dearly departed and the smell of department stores. Forget that your life has been capsized and resized, compartments and capsules and containers. You swallow them, they swallow you. You are the ability to fit one container into another. You can save space. You are not filling anything. You are to be filled. When you reach Arua, forget the cramped hotel rooms and hidden hostility and hope that possibility is all you remember. That and the sun. Forget that too. Eclipse days into nights and gaze into nights until you star blaze your sight into forgetting what happened or didn't happen in that bed. Forget your destination and all destinations, which are just the other side of departures. Forget goals and objectives. Object to every spiritual directive directing you to be reflective. Forget where you come from. Forget where you are going. Forget how to get from Kampala to Arua. Forget the path. Remember, Pequatch. Remember small and sweet mangoes eaten to pits and pit stops that stop pity from growing on you. Remember the sun tattooed temporary on your shoulder, even though your temperament had already tampered with time and its laws. Forget your flaws and how they trickled with the mango juice down to your elbow. Remember rest stops and resting and that break when you were breaking, when you wished the brakes of the van would give way to an accident that would rest you in your final rest stop. Remember resting, even when you are testing every edge to see if it can conjure hope. Forget leaving and forget reaching. Forget preaching. In fact, fuck preachers who cheat you into believing self-loathing is another form of breathing and you have lost heartbeats. Now, it's just your heart steady streaming. Forget waking and sleeping. Remember lucid dreaming. Remember how to be in between being. And when you reach the end of your being, the end of your rope, the end of your hope, forget Arua and remember Pequatch.